Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Recent strength in soybean prices has sparked some farmers to sell. Brad Kluver farms near Northfield in southern Minnesota and says marketing has been tricky since harvest.
We probably stored more than we wanted to at times and not enough at other times, but it's been very challenging.
Kluver says there have been opportunities to lock in better prices.
When there still isn't a lot of profitability in those prices, it's tough to pull the trigger, and it takes a certain level of discipline as you look at that marketing plan.
Kluver says 2026 will likely prove to be another year when it pays to have on-farm grain storage. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan is facing new scrutiny over the state's fraud crisis as she campaigns for the U.S. Senate. Republican candidates are drawing connections between Flanagan and the scandal that led Governor Tim Walz to end his re-election bid. Flanagan's also taking criticism from Democratic primary challenger Congresswoman Angie Craig, who says Flanagan hasn't taken responsibility for fraud that occurred under the administration. Legislation passed by the Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee would make impersonating a peace officer a felony in Minnesota. Senator John Hoffman of Champlin says he and his wife were nearly killed and his daughter had a gun pointed in her face.
By an individual who looked like a police officer, had a vehicle that looked like a police vehicle, yelled, "This is police," had his license plate that said police on it, was wearing everything that you would think a police officer is. But you know what, Mr. Chair, he was not a police officer.
Hoffman says the current penalty for impersonating an officer in Minnesota is only a simple misdemeanor. For the first time in 8 years, the Golden Gopher women's basketball team is playing in the NCAA tournament. Minnesota hosts Green Bay in an opening round game today at Williams Arena. Gopher junior Grace Grohulski says Green Bay is a tough matchup.
They can do tons of different things, so I think we're just going to have to continue to help each other on defense and just take what the game gives us and not try to do too much individually.
The game tips off in just a few minutes at the barn. This is the first game Minnesota has hosted in the tourney in 21 years. In other headlines, the Minnesota Office of Cannabis Management is warning consumers about tidal wave disposable vape products. State testing found the vapes contain higher levels of THC than allowed and are improperly labeled. The products were sold in shops statewide and online and may pose health risks, especially for people with medical conditions. High snowfall amounts followed by very warm temps can sometimes lead to increased flood risk in Minnesota, but that won't be the case with this weekend. Dry spell. National Weather Service senior hydrologist Sean Deviney says some areas might see some ponding, but there's not a ton of flood risk.
Rural roads that have really low-lying spots, you know, you could see them get a little water on them and things like that, but it's not a huge amount of water we're talking about in the snowpack for this time of year, so we're not expecting anything really in terms of significant flooding at all.
Highs could get into the 70s in some parts of the state tomorrow. And authorities are investigating reports of hazing involving the Rogers High School basketball team. The alleged incident happened last month on a team bus. Police say no details are being released because minors are involved. This is MNN.